Hello, everybody. Well, I'm reporting from a new app here. It seems that Audiboo has become, Audio Boom? After so many years, I never fucking knew that they were gonna do that. I'm not sure how I feel about not getting a notification. But whatever. My app's updated. It looks somewhat prettier, and the volume levels look better. I like the effect better, that there is some sort of color fade between, I guess you'd say, dark fuchsia to purple, or magenta to purple, and it looks all right. I just wish Audioboo would have told me that this was happening, because I had to re-sign into the app, because it's a new service. My old login and password still work. I still have 20 minutes, and the Audioboo app doesn't count me down still. So I still haven't checked the options of the app. Fuck, let's do that right now, because it records while it, continues to record while I'm doing other things. Yeah, it says audioboom.com now. I still don't know how I feel about that. Audioboo, Audioboom. I don't really give a shit what the program is called. It still works the same way, doesn't it? So who cares? So I'm looking at Audioboom's options here, and it says background app refresh on off. Oh. You cellular data, let's turn that off. Or is it because I'm recording? Well, let me take it off. Okay. Version is 4.30, so I'm guessing that's 4.30. Acknowledgement. Nope, no way to turn on the fact that it counts me down or not. Again, Audible, could you just put that in as an option? People don't like it. Cool. People do like it. Yay. And maybe you should have a feature to turn that on and off. I don't know. Some people like being counted down. I like being counted down. So, fuck off, I guess. Anyways. I figured I would do one Audioboo about wrestling and another boo about something else. Yes, I know it's 2:30 in the morning. I can't sleep. That's what happens to me when I'm sober. As many of you remember from my Audioboos from over a year ago. Fuck, 2 years ago, sorry. Where I still used to work night shifts, and I would record at random hours of the day outside of my job. But whatever. Swig of water for the working man. Since we're talking about wrestling a little bit here, and I decided to because it seems that a lot of people seem to bitch about WWE's product. And the fact that WWE Network isn't really in Canada because it's still part of Rogers, which is like paying for a fucking TV channel, and I don't pay for TV. Because, let's be honest here, paying for television sucks. And paying for Rogers or Bell or any of those gimmick companies really stinks. I'm not a fan of it. I really don't like it. I really hate the fact that Rogers makes me pay for TV with a ton of fucking commercials in it that I don't like watching. And that has that talks about products that don't pertain to me. I don't like any of these fucking products that they have on there. So, I'm sorry. At least put commercials on that are, for people like me. But ever since I started using certain apps that essentially don't tell me about advertisements or other products, it's why I'm really daft about movies, actually, believe it or not. I'm really, really daft. really daft about what is going on in modern shit these days. Whatever, let's talk about wrestling. So, one, I would love to order WWE Network. Actually, I can have WWE Network. You know how? I can change my IP whenever I want. I can change my IP to be from other countries. And I like it that way. I mainly use it just as a way to stay anonymous on the web and to encrypt my traffic. Because I just fucking want to. Nobody should have to know what I fucking download it. Or risk the possibility of being, how do you say, categorized. Because I expose where I'm located or whatever not. But anyways, whatever. So, I wanted to talk about WWE for a bit. See, if I had regular audio boom, or audio boom as it's called now, I'd be out of time. So, I guess I've been talking about 5 minutes for shit. So, I would like to, you know, non-crookedly use WWE Network and watch their stuff because I think it's cool. I think it's awesome that I don't have to wait until Monday to watch WWE or watch shitty YouTube videos with horrible quality of the old stuff. And that's what I want to watch. I want to watch retro. And again, I might have a retro wrestling episode. Ah, fuck. Hey, Retro Nick, if you ever listen to this shit, I highly doubt you do. Dude, if you ever come to Canada, we'll do that retro wrestling episode. Because I like talking about wrestling from the 90s and the early, well, super early 2000s. I think the last time I watched WWE fucking actively, or WWF as it was back then, was when there was still Monday Night Wars. I'm sorry, I like my wrestling better when they were competing with another company. And they're not competing with anyone anymore. I don't really see WWE competing with TNA or indie wrestling as competition because, hey, we're in a big network. We have billions of dollars or millions of dollars backing us. We have a performance center, how we are going to take indie talent, which have good characters on their own, well, at least the ones that I know. I don't know what the other dudes were in there on NXT. And essentially have to listen to their shit. But look, you have wrestlers like Sami Zayn, who I liked a lot better as, well, first of all, how the hell do I stay updated on what the WWE does without fucking watching on TV? Very simple. I read about it. I don't watch it because it that would mean I would have to give, even if I downloaded Raw, that means I have to give up 2.5 hours to watch divas who look shitty wrestling, who don't look good. I'm sorry, let me first of all say that, divas, you cannot wrestle, okay? Yeah, maybe you have the passion for it, but you don't look good. I've seen indie wrestlers, I mean, fuck you, one of the best, actually, my personal opinion, the best female indie wrestler is the one training all the WWE divas right now. Her name is Sara Del Rey. And Sara Del Rey was the absolute fucking best female wrestler I've ever seen in my life. This chick could fight. And you could tell she could fight. You could tell she scrapped as a teenager and as a kid. And that she's won more fights than she's lost. And you could tell. And the one thing is that she made wrestling for women look great, because she not only acted and looked tough, but could show it, meaning her wrestling was very snug, very, very snug, meaning it doesn't leave much to the imagination. Either she's hitting them, or it doesn't look like she's hitting them. She always looked like she was, you know, really laying it into people. like as if I'm watching Japanese wrestling. They're really laying into one another over there. Or they call it the Japanese strong style. But anyways, going back. She's the one teaching all the divas how to wrestle now. And while it does look much more snug now than it did before, it still doesn't look good. To me, it still looks like a bunch of girls with breast implants fucking just slapping each other around in the ring. That's what it looks like to me. Their mic skills are awful. It looks hideous. I can't watch it. I really can't watch it. And I don't like watching the divas in the main Raw show. I'm sorry. Put a different show with women wrestling. I don't like it being mixed up. Because I don't like watching those parts. I don't like watching the women wrestle. It looks horrible. I've seen women wrestle in the indies. And and actually Sarah Del Rey made me change my mind. I used to hate women in wrestling. Because it always looked fake. I mean, look at the late 90s and early 2000s. Yes, Lita and fucking, what's her name, our Toronto local, Trish Stratus, set the world on fire with their wrestling abilities. But I never liked it. Because to me, it always looked like cheerleaders from high school fighting. And it doesn't look good to me. I don't think it's attractive. I don't like it. Now, by attractive, I don't mean their assets and, their TNA. Because God knows they all have it. Or they at least have one of the two. And they expose it, obviously, on TV most of the time. I don't like watching it. It's like, when I want to watch wrestling, I just want to watch wrestling. I don't want to watch your tits. Or your ass in super tight outfits that don't leave much to the imagination despite the fact it's PG. I mean, really, I don't even want to go that way. But anyways, I probably stopped liking wrestling because, one, WCW shuttered its doors. And I love WCW. I was a WCW guy. I liked WCW, which is kind of weird for a guy who's from Toronto who doesn't really watch it anymore. And I never saw WCW live, unfortunately, when they came here, because by the time WCW came to Toronto, it was garbage WCW. That was when WCW changed their logo, changed their look, had Nitro Girls. Like, who gives a fuck? But luckily, the Nitro Girls didn't fight, the Nitro Girls didn't wrestle. And that's one thing I really love about WCW is there was no women wrestling. That was the number one thing. The girls were valets, and that is it. And they didn't even have valets. And fuck, Diamond Dallas Page was probably the last one to have a valet. And that was his wife. She was even a valet. That was his wife at the time. But whatever. Who gives a shit? So, I don't watch the current WWE product. I don't watch NXT, and I personally like the wrestlers in the Performance Center before they dismantle them. And like I said about 10 minutes ago, I still can't believe that. And like I said 10 minutes ago, I liked Sami Zayn before he was Sami Zayn. You know who Sami Zayn was before? He was a masked luchador style wrestler. Yes, a white redhead guy in a luchador mask called El Generico. And El Generico had one of the coolest, but I would imagine most dangerous to execute in real life on someone, especially a friend, move called, it was a brainbuster on a turnbuckle, off the second rope. So what El Generico would do, it looked like he was doing a superplex off the second rope, but instead of doing that, he would hold you in midair and drop you on the turnbuckle. Now, because it's not a hard surface, actually, now that I think of it, it would probably actually be pretty safe. He was doing that move through a table, and that would be different, because then there would be neck compression. I'm not sure how that is. I'm not a chiropractor. What the fuck do I know? But I liked El Generico. El Generico had a good gimmick. Everybody knew that El Generico was not American, and he wasn't Mexican, because his Spanish was horrible. And he would very seldom speak. when he was in fact a Quebecer from Montreal called and is now called Sami Zayn. But he was entertaining as fuck, and him and Kevin Steen had the best tag team. Everybody knows who Kevin Steen is at this point. I've seen Kevin Steen live. I've seen El Generico and Kevin Steen live, and I refuse to call him Sami Zayn because to me he'll always be El Generico. It's just like how I refuse to call Cesaro because I know him as Claudio Casaloni. That's his real name. That's what he wrestled under. And when he was here a couple of times under UWA, I talked to him. Not in English. I spoke German to him because he's Swiss. Of course he speaks German. And I asked him formally, Herr Casaloni, sprechen Sie Deutsch? Which is, do you speak German? And he goes, of course I do. And that's how I met Sour Del Rey as well, who was his girlfriend. I'm not sure if she still is. But he was amazing in the ring. I liked him so much better as Claudio. Because Claudio, and he carries that charisma with him that he had back in the day from being himself. And fuck, I miss it so much. I miss UWA so much. It's not even funny. But, you know, whatever. Times have passed. Things aren't there anymore. Too bad, so sad. Things change. But even as Claudio Casaloni, I love the Ricola bomb. All it was a sitting power bomb. And before that, he just goes, Ricola, and would drop you. It was awesome. It was fucking awesome. But of course, now he can't do that because, well, Ricola is a real company. I believe they're owned by Ferrero. Or Ferrero. I prefer to call them in the rather Italian name. I'm not sure if Ferrero still owns them or if Ricola is still its own company. I don't remember. I'm not sure if they're Swiss owned anymore. But, you know, their candies have a trademark. The name has a trademark. I mean, it's not like Ricola is the name of a girl. It's not like their candy was called Jennifer, and he would just say that in the same way as they would in their commercials. You know, just as an example. But that isn't there anymore, and that charm is gone. And I don't like what they do with them in the NXT Performance Center. I don't like the fact that they fucking water them down and make their own creation out of them. Kevin Steen is Kevin Steen. He is himself. Fight Steen, fight. Everybody knows who the fuck that is, and he's great. It's just like how lately John has been saying how Night of Champions sucked. Well, yeah, it sucks because, well, they're using market research to sell their product. While their TV ratings are low, their merchandise sales are at an all-time high. And given that everything is made in fucking China now for a penny, or for essentially a drumstick and a fucking chicken wing, you know, it doesn't... I believe that is their primary business, because selling merchandise and shipping merchandise is cheaper than actually putting on a decent show. And that's what I don't like. And I encourage people not to watch that shit. If you don't like it, stop watching it. Go look up your local listings. See indie wrestling in your area. Because there's indie wrestling everywhere. I mean, look, here in Toronto, there's tons. And if you live outside of Toronto, like Hamilton, fuck, you got tons, actually. Because I guess that still gives you more of the carny atmosphere. And although it really doesn't give you that when you watch the show. And unfortunately, WWE does not put a product out anymore that I can watch. They haven't made a product I can watch for over a decade. I think the last time I watched a whole episode of Raw was the return of the NWO in 2002. Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hulk Hogan, of course. But I'm not really up to date. Some of the wrestlers are confusing as shit. I mean, look, you got a guy called Damian Sandow who looks exactly like fucking... not Bray Wyatt. But anyways, I am running out of time here because there's only like 5 seconds left. So, guess Wrestling will have to be in a second. Audi boo. Toodles.